Yes, Root Brothers Podcast. Episode 12, Alan, episode 12.
Woohoo, we put another one in the books.
Yes, man, another one, man. I can't believe we made it to 12.
Right?
Wow, what are we calling this one again? All Hallows?
All Hallows Sweets and All Hallows Treats and Sweets.
Yeah, All Hallows Treats and Sweets. We got some, I guess we got some treats and sweets in the house today.
So, yeah, I figured we'd bring in the last of
the pumpkin
stuff. Pumpkin beers.
Yeah, and ciders.
And ciders for the summer, or sorry, not summer, but fall, October right. season. And exactly. End off with a couple fun notes, and then maybe start off with a nice latte for Saturday morning tailgating that's about to happen with this weekend with UND versus the Gophers.
Yeah, because stout season is on the way. UND versus the Gophers in town here.
Well, UND just took it to NDSU.
Yeah,
in football. So
if we can, we're riding high at number five right now. So if we can start off and keep this momentum going. Yeah. I'd like to put a stomping on the Gophers. And
What was the final score of that game? You remember?
49-24.
Yep.
It was just a savage ass whipping.
Wow. NDSU. That's the Bison, right?
Yeah.
But they haven't beat them in 20 years.
And that the last time we beat them was the Nickel Trophy.
Well, you know, sometimes
it's. NDSU's fallen from grace all their players are done. They've all graduated. They've moved on. And now they've got to rebuild a lot of their stuff. And NDSU is doing pretty good starting off the year. Bubba's doing good as a coach though right now.
Yeah, the tide has changed.
Am I mistaken on this, or is the NDSU homecoming king and queen both dudes?
I don't know. I didn't even know that. I thought they were. Yeah. I didn't know they were doing that.
Yeah, because then they changed their policy on it, saying that the homecoming king and queen it doesn't have to be a man and a woman anymore.
I hope it's a football player and a hockey player, because that would make the most sense if it's a dual game. if it's two guys,
I could be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure that's what I heard.
If it's two guys, please let it be that, because it's going to be funny because they're both playing on the same day. So let them have that one. Yeah.
Is this what it's come down to now? Is this what it comes down to now? Like now, you know, homecoming queen doesn't have to be a guy or girl now. Like this is what the world's coming to.
Yep.
Why don't you just say the homecoming people?
Well, that's what they're doing. They're actually changing the policy of the school to reflect that.
It's a bro thing now.
Yeah.
It's a bro thing.
It's a bro code now. Wow. I'm sorry, but it's going to be bros for a while.
It is what it is. I guess, you know what? For me, I can't do it, man. I can't do it anymore. I'm just like, whatever. So now it's no more homecoming king and queen.
It could be, but right now it's all about we're going to let anyone win at this point.
Wow. So who isn't the person supposed to be like a popular person?
No, not yet. That's completely gone.
It's gone now? That's what I thought.
It's not a popularity contest.
Or like a person who's doing like well in academics or something. Like, you know,
Oh, no, it's never been that. It's always been a vote, hasn't it? I mean, that's how it is in like high school. It's always just a popularity
It's always been a popularity vote.
Yeah, it's popularity. That's what I thought it was.
Now it's going to go on to see who's going to be the most sensitive so they don't get hurt.
Wow.
Yeah, who's going to be the top?
Well, I choose Bud Light. Yeah. I'm choosing Bud Light this one. Yeah.
Well, this is a great way to start off the show.
I know, right?
I'll take a Bush Latte at that point.
You know what? I just don't get it. I don't understand it. But I know what? I'm going to close my eyes and be more open to the idea of a homecoming queen and king could be whatever we want it to be.
Ooh, I just cracked open this fucking cider from Wild Terror, the pumpkin one.
Yes.
So while we're still talking on this moment, I'm just going to crack open a pumpkin beer.
Pumpkin beer. Pumpkin cider.
Pumpkin cider.
Pumpkin cider from good friends at Wild Terror.
Wild Terror down in Fargo. They're in downtown Fargo pretty much. They're close to downtown Fargo anyways.
Wow. I think I should.
But this is just a pumpkin pie. Some of their stuff is better than a lot of others. I don't like some of their ciders because they're very unique and weird.
Yeah, they got a spot you can go into and sit down and drink, right?
It's very like...
This is way better than the other pumpkin pie you gave me.
Yeah.
Way better.
Oh, yeah. You didn't like the pumpkin.
That's actually good, actually. That's actually delicious, actually.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's a good dessert.
I think we should take a visit to Wild Terror.
It's very homely in there, like very earth-feely, like lots of wood, white, metal, and like a lot of plants everywhere. So it's very like... indoorsy but outdoorsy feel.
Okay.
It's cool as hell.
I don't think I could drink a whole glass of this though.
I would do one and I'd call it good. Yeah. I like cider. I like pumpkin pie and I like cider, but
too much of it is It's like sour beers, right? Yeah.
But even the aftertaste, this is freaking solid.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
It tastes good. I ain't mad at this. This is delicious, actually. Nah. Yeah. Mm. It's delicious.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie.
Home slice. Sorry.
Home slice. Yeah, home slice. So you want to go get some of this? We'll post that on our Instagram.
Yeah.
And even on our Facebook. I noticed our Facebook's been taking a turn for the greatest, but I noticed also we've been getting a lot of porno on our Facebook. What's going on here, yo?
Getting random friend requests like, oh, do you know so-and-so? Because this person knows you. Why do you look like a 12-year-old Asian?
I know. Like, have you seen the porno thing on our page?
Yeah, I don't know.
What the hell's going on here?
Well, it's going by your search engine.
And Facebook. Wow.
You know what I say when I see it, right? Whenever I see it, I go, that damn Alan, he should stay off porno sites. You know, what the hell's going on with him, man? He's married. How dare him, you know?
Late night boredom gets the best of everyone.
I'm like, that damn Pornhub, you know? What do you do, though?
I love how Facebook just... Yeah. Facebook puts up the most random pop-ups to a lot of shit first. No, like, I don't get it. Too. I'm like,
I was like, and then people are like, hey, have you seen your Facebook? I'm like, no. And they send me, I'm like, oh shit. And I log on and I just, you know, remove it real quick. I'm like, damn it.
Oh yeah. No, I mean, like, cause you know, you have all these reels and everything and obviously like TikTok, but now Facebook has like reels and they show up like in your feed. And like, there was one that was like this, like just banging hot girl. And I was like, oh, okay. I clicked on the reel. Now I got nothing but her reels.
Oh, shoot. That's horrible. Yeah. What do you do?
I did that to one page, told me to like it. I'm like, no. And then I scrolled through some of their things just to see what it was.
Oh yeah.
None of it made sense to what the page said. And I'm like, there's a bunch of full on like pauses on just very aggressively sexual poses. I'm like, this is great. Well, this is what, thanks Facebook for introducing me to this, something I don't need.
Well, you know, you see these reels of like these girls on there and it's like,
yeah,
I want to see them in real life.
Yeah.
Because there's no way, dude, no way that these chicks look like that in real life.
Yeah. it's a lot of,
you know what? Let me tell you right now that filter, the filter game is so high right now. And honestly, I'm going to be honest. Some years ago, I met a young lady online through a friend, and then she was sending me pictures, you know, headshots. She's cute. I'm like, man, she's cute. She's good looking. And she lived in North Carolina. I was like, maybe I'll take a trip to North Carolina and meet her, you know? So, you know.
And there was a dude named Bubba.
No. Wasn't Bubba. It wasn't Bubba, thank God. But when I got off the plane, I was like, oh, okay. Looking for her, you know? I'm like, oh, okay. She comes. I go, oh, okay. Her face is pretty. You know, she's a pretty girl, but she's a little big, you know. She's a little big. I was like, she's a little heavy. I'm like, you know what, though? I can work with that. You know, I'm okay. I can lift that, so I'm good.
I could lift that.
Yeah, man.
I don't have words for that one. Jesus Christ.
That's how I go by somebody I'd be with. If I can't lift them up, then I don't want to be with them. Is that bad or what?
That's the most fantastic thing I've heard in probably 10 years.
It's the truth, though. So, it's the truth.
So since you brought that up, I saw one thing, and it was on Howard Stern, and John Cena was on there as a guest.
Right.
And he went. And this was after Nikki Bella and them broke up and everything.
Right.
And he went on a date, and the locker room had bet him to go out with this one big owl. I'm like, yeah. He did. Yeah, super nice.
Big girls are sexy, too.
He treated her very well and everything. And then he fucking gave it to her.
Gave it to what?
Gave it to the girl. Like, he gave her everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, he hooked up with her.
Oh, he traded. He made her feel very special. I'm like, John's like, you know what?
Probably spoiled
her. I treated her like a queen and everything. I'm like.
Did he just go on a date? Did he keep her?
No.
He just went on a date, but he took her probably shopping and everything like that. Probably spoiled the hell out of her.
No, just a date and everything.
Just a date was awesome.
Took her to bed and everything.
Oh, he took her for a run.
Yeah.
I saw a post, I think it was Pierce Brosnan. And, you know, like, his wife.
Yeah.
Like, they show pictures of them when they got married. And, you know, she was, like, banging.
Yeah.
And then now, you know, she's in her 50s or whatever, and she ain't banging no more. But he's still, like, holding hands with her. He loves the shit out of her, you know? And that's awesome.
No, that's love. I mean, listen, if you love somebody, it don't matter how big they are or whatever. Like... Yeah. You know, and if you got a problem with it, you know what I got a problem with most of the
girls
time?
That look really pretty in a car and then they get out and they look like a fucking potato.
Oh God.
No, no.
Oh my God.
That's hey, anything said by Paul during this recording is not what the Brew Brothers actually see fit.
We have a disclaimer at the end of the show.
We can put the disclaimer in the show. No.
It's elevator music.
Know what I hate? I hate guys that complain about their wives being fat and they got bigger tits than their wives. I don't like that.
Oh yeah, that's
I don't like that.
Facts.
That is how are you gonna be a big ass man with tits and you complain about your wife being fat or gaining weight?
Because you got a lot of money.
Welcome to the most obese country in America.
That is fucking, listen, that is some bullshit. Mm-hmm. And you know, I don't subscribe to that channel. So if you're a big girl and your husband's, you know,
hey, you know what? This is how much I love my wife.
Yeah, go.
She's pregnant. You know, she's about to be due in like 2 weeks.
Right.
And because she's got a big belly,
yeah,
I've been trying to match it.
There you go.
So, you know, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing for her. I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to sit here and I'm just going to try to get the biggest beer gut I can.
You know what?
Just to make her feel comfortable.
Do you feel the same pain? Because I feel it too when I wake up in the morning. I can't bend over enough to put my shoes on. Because I struggle with that too. I'm like, this is fat kid workout. I'm dying right now.
God, no.
I don't do enough cardio to fucking feel this good.
You know what?
It sucks when you break out of sweat trying to tie your shoes.
Oh, man. Struggle with the first world problems.
I actually got a little beer belly these days. And this is the biggest I've ever been, like in terms of like I think I'm like 250.
Yeah, but this is cuddle weather coming up too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I got to be a little cuddle. Good.
I am in the worst shape I have ever been in my entire life. Okay. It's remarkable.
Really?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's
what's going on with you?
No time.
Yeah, I got no time to do anything.
That's how I'm too. I try to get some time in, but I'm also trying to work on my healthier eating and better eating first.
Yeah.
Before I can get like more comfortable with the gym again.
When I was in college, like I would grab my like stomach and I'd be like pinch like oh my God, like that's fat.
Yeah.
Now I'm like
sorry. You skinny fat, Paul. You know what I'm saying? You skinny fat. This is such thing. This,
I love
Paul's skinny fat. Jesus. Paul's not really a big guy. He's skinny fat. Like he's a thin guy just put on a few pounds around his body. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel I am. I feel like I'm slim fat.
That's why I got this that's why I got this beard.
He said the beard covers everything. Hey, have you ever seen Alan without his beard?
I don't want to.
Hilarious.
No, I look like I'm fucking 21 all over again.
When's your birthday again, Alan?
February 9th.
Oh, on his birthday, we'll be making some shirts of Alan without his beard. Oh, how about that?
Let's just do it. It's bad and great at the same time. Like
he looks like Spanky from what's that? The Little Rascals.
Yeah.
It looks like. Yeah.
I haven't like razor blade shaved
right.
my face in probably 15 years.
No, I got a set of clippers.
I use clippers.
But, like an actual razor blade. I haven't done that in probably 15 years.
My wife has seen me for a while with no facial hair, and she's like, "Don't ever do that again." there was a solid stretch of time last year, and I just had my face cleaned up and very 5 o'clock shadow and a thick burly mustache. October through January, my wife's like, that's fucking awful. Please put your beard back on.
Yeah, see?
See, I could grow a beard, but I don't think I could ever grow a mustache.
Really?
Yeah. Like
most hair I have on my body is probably on my face. I'm not a hairy person at all. I'm always just, you know, I want to get a beard like that, but it's hard. It starts getting a little patchy and stuff. You know, I can't do it.
This thing's a pain in the ass. I've had a 5 o'clock shadow since seventh grade.
That's all right. Nothing wrong with that, yeah.
No, but I got awkward looks around. I'm like, how old is he really?
Yeah.
Can he buy cigarettes?
No, right?
He looks like he can.
Totally. Are we talking about beer today at all?
Or? Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. This is a beer show. I mean, you know what? Don't listen, everybody out there. This is a beer show. But you know what? Guess what? We always veer off and just talk about everything in the world because that's what we do, but always come back to beer. What are we drinking now?
So I found this one beer that just kind of mingled its way under the table next to me, and it's from Two Towns out of Oregon.
Oh, I like Two Towns.
Yeah.
I like Two Towns.
So it's a Imperial Pumpkin called Hollow Jacked.
Is that a cider too?
Yeah.
Hollow Jacked.
Two Towns is a cider company.
Okay, make sure you take a picture of that so we can put that on our website.
Is that the one I'm drinking right now?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, for an Imperial Pumpkin.
What is it called?
Hollow Jacked.
Hollow Jacked.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
Ooh. So.
Damn, this is really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's that cost for a bottle there, man?
Like $14.
For a bottle?
Yeah, Two Towns.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's a lot, yeah.
There's,
yeah.
Because it's a, not just a one-off, but like it's a more elegant cider, like more higher class, like quality flavor. They put it. It's out of Oregon. Oregon's not cheap either. So
yeah,
there's another one over there. It's a pineapple habanero cider too, and I grabbed one. Yeah. That was good too.
So this is like a bougie drink.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I got to hold this like different. Like, yeah, like this.
They'd sell a lot more of them if they cut their price in half.
You know what? Sometimes with quality, you know what, Paul? Sometimes, honestly, quality. Sometimes you can't put a price on quality.
Yeah,
yeah. That's how I feel anyway.
So this one is dark and delicious. This year's Hollow Jack.
Ooh, that is good.
Sinfully sweet treat. Heirloom pumpkins caramelized with dark Muscovado cane sugar creates this deep richness, culminizing in the fall spiced finish.
Yeah.
Let the flavor of spirit and great hollow pumpkin take over.
It's really good.
It's frightfully good.
Is it really real pumpkin? Or is it that flavor stuff?
No, it's real pumpkin.
Real pumpkin, right?
Everything like out on the coast out there, they use real fruits or they use the puree. They put everything down into a puree form.
This is very good. What else do they have? Two what?
Two Towns?
Two Towns. I like Two Towns, actually.
They have a bunch running through this whole area. Two Towns is really good ciders in general, but like their big one is like it's a pineapple cider.
Oh, okay.
And it's
It comes in a bottle like that, too?
No, six-pack, sorry.
Six-pack?
They're probably...
No, the Two Towns got a nice little area in Happy Harris.
Yeah. So Two Towns, like all their six-packs are like $10, $11?
Yeah, they're actually very affordable.
Yeah.
But why is that so much? Because it's a special release?
Yeah, it's a special limited release. It's one-off. So like anything special like this stays in the bottles.
Right.
But they probably get a case or two, and then it's gone like that.
Exactly. No, that's actually super yummy. Yeah. We'll post that on our site, too. We'll post also the Wild Terror. You got the Wild. You took a picture, right? We'll do a picture of the Wild Terror. Wild Terror is actually in Fargo, so that's the place that everybody could reach from Grand Forks.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
It's a place that you should visit. You know, I know a lot of ladies that love cider, so if you know, I'm sure your wife can't wait to get a drink probably after being pregnant all that long.
Well, yeah, she's going to get so plowed.
She's not going to breastfeed?
Oh, yeah. No, she will.
She'll breastfeed first.
Yeah, she'll pump and pump and dump. Yeah.
He's pump and dump. So true story. You know, I work in a jail. So sometimes we have women that come to jail, and then they got to pump. Sometimes they got to pump, and then somebody will come pick up their milk or whatever.
Yeah.
This one lady came to jail, smashed. Yes. I mean, smashed. She was really drunk. Mm-hmm. I need the pump to get my milk to my child. We're like, no.
That milk is all alcohol.
That's never going to happen.
Your blood is like half, your milk is like half alcohol, half Fireball, half milk.
Yeah, yeah, she's like, I need the pump. We're like, well, get him pumped, but we won't be sending that to nobody.
Yeah,
that
ain't going to happen. Messed up how like stupid people are.
Yeah, what is that? I'm like,
it's,
wow.
It's going to be Halloween, Halloween toilet wine.
She was freaking hammered, bro.
My wife was actually thinking about like continuing to pump milk because there was that milk shortage.
Oh yeah,
you remember that? You know, like you couldn't get formula and all that
kind
of stuff.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, no, I don't care. Like, they can fend for themselves.
They kept taking all the formula and everything from all the stores. Like you couldn't get any.
Yeah, yeah. I think they did that on purpose. I kind of feel like that was a plan.
Oh yeah, everything is
it's a plan. It's a plan.
I mean, all this stuff going on is all a plan. They just wanted it's all to destroy.
COVID's back too. Did you know that?
They're waiting until like come election time, and then all the way through 2024, they're going to start it up in 2024 again. They want to.
Okay, I don't want to get into politics, but I'm just going to say this right now.
Politics.
I'm not.
The reason that we don't have a speaker in the House, the reason that Biden is over there escalating everything, is because they want to enact war powers to keep Biden still in office because he's just a muppet.
He's a muppet. Yeah.
And that's what then they can postpone the election because they know that he'll lose.
Is he?
But they need to keep him there, so they're going to enact war powers with all this shit going on.
Is he even alive, bro? Like, is he really alive? Oh, like, I feel like he's holding on by like a thread. In any moment now, it could be over. Like, he looks horrible. Sometimes he's just standing there, like, and his eyes like somewhere else. He's like just floating around. I don't even think he's even real. I think it's a freaking what do they call that?
No, there's
a clone. I think it's a clone.
I mean, you think okay,
but he's already a clown too.
I'm going to leave it at this, and then we'll drop it.
Okay.
So he was going overseas to talk with like all the Arab countries and everything,
right?
And then they supposedly Gaza had a hospital hit by Israel. Right. And then they found out that it was actually probably Gaza that just had a missile misfire. Wow. But before all that, they did ground coverage of the, like, the media was just like, Israel blew up a hospital, blah, 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 blah. And then when he got over there, all of the Arab countries told him to pound sand. They're not meeting with him.
Oh, no.
And then it all was totally fake.
They don't want to talk to him at all.
Yeah. Yeah. It was all totally fake. So everything is just completely made up.
Yeah.
No, you can't trust anything anymore.
I believe it.
You know, and it's just like, yeah, they just want to destroy Western civilization. That's all it comes down to.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I do believe it.
The only thing I know we need to do is get back to enjoying some more beer.
Exactly, yes. Right? And there is beer.
Who cares? Who cares about Biden and politics and stuff? Let's just drink beer.
That's what I told my mom. I was like, you know what sucks getting old? Like, why did I care about this? When I was in college, I didn't give a shit about any of this stuff. I was just trying to drink beer and get laid.
You know what? I have so. I have so many friends that sit at home all day and watch CNN and Fox News. That's all they do. Who has time to watch CNN and Fox News all day?
Just go to the batting cages and go have some fun.
Yeah. You know what's going on? You know what? If you're looking at CNN and Fox News all day, loser.
And not only that, but what are you going to do? What are you going to do about it?
Nothing.
Just get upset. That's all you can do. You just get upset. That's the only thing you can do.
You sit there and get in your feelings all day about it, like, because this Biden did this or Biden did that or that guy's this guy's that.
I'm okay,
like,
email him. What are you going to do?
Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, honestly, and they'd be like, you know what? Honestly, people like get behind Trump all the time and all that stuff. Let's be realistic, okay?
Yeah. I think your hat says it all.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Have a nice day.
Exactly. That's my hat. If you want to see my hat, check it out on YouTube or whatever. You know, that's the hat, man. That's it.
I'm going to have you videotape this because we're going to do a Frankenstein beer that I want to do.
We're going to turn to you, right? I got to turn to you.
Yeah.
All right, we'll.
So we're going to do a Frankenstein beer for our third one. And this I got some leftover beer from Junkyard. So we're going to do Super Slurp Tangerine.
Super Slurp Tangerine.
And we're going to do No Contest, the Raspberry Pie Tart.
I like that one, actually, yeah.
And we're going to blend them.
We're going to blend them?
Yep.
Ooh, oh. I like that. We're blending beer here today. Junkyard. Shout out to Junkyard, man. We love you guys, man. You guys make awesome beer. We got to get with the brewers over there, Alan, have a show with them.
They're cool as hell.
Yeah, we got to get with them and just hang out with them and,
yeah,
you know, and just shoot the shit. Because, you know, I always wonder why. You got to press stop. I always wonder why with Junkyard. He's crazy about Junkyard. So they got this Minnesota Guild thing, right, where everybody subscribes to the Minnesota Guild and they do everything that the Minnesota Guild says with beer. Junkyard goes against the grain. They don't give a damn about the Minnesota Guild.
Well, yes and no, they care about it. But the fact that they just want to be, they want to participate in it.
Right.
Because they hold a very good following for what they make. And it is unreal how good a lot of the stuff is. But a lot of people from around the whole state know that brewery.
Yeah.
For being
making awesome beer.
Whether you're right next to them or you're the opposite end of the states.
Making awesome beer. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I agree. Damn, they got a good amount of people that go and search their stuff out.
Now, people love their beer. You had Junkyard beer before, right? Right, Paul?
No, I don't think I have.
No? People love Junkyard beer, man. Junkyard is the shit. So what are those we're drinking right now, Alan? Which beers are they?
So I blended for a Super Slush Tangerine and No Contest, the Raspberry Pie Tart.
Okay, cool. Take some pictures of those. Put those on there so people know what we're drinking. Mixed them together, and they became something wonderful and beautiful.
So I'm just so happy we're doing the show because I've had a crappy couple of days. And
you did?
I just love this.
You need a hug, man? You need a hug or something, bro?
No, I'm good.
That's what I love about this show. Like, we can just sit and relax, and we don't have to fuck. We don't have to fully, like, turn our brain off. We can just bullshit about it.
This is a non-stressful show, Paul.
Yep.
The only stressful part is cracking open this beer and just fucking telling everyone how good it is.
But is it really stress? Is that really stress?
I mean.
No.
Not really.
Also, me and Alan, we got a little surprise.
That was a Frankenstein?
Yeah.
That's a good Frankenstein.
Tangerine raspberry?
That's a good
combination.
Is that what you call it, Frankenstein?
It's a Frankenstein beer, so it's blending two beers together. But these beers aren't out anymore, so I kept the last two because I wanted to do this at home, but I figured, why not save it for here and have some fun with it?
Yeah. So what made you want to do that?
I love raspberry, and I wasn't the biggest fan of the tangerine slush. I liked it, but I kept staring at it the whole time, and I looked at the raspberry one. I'm like, this is a good combination no matter what. Because
yeah, Raspberry Pi Tart. I've had this one. This is in the summertime, right?
Yeah, but either way, they blend really well. They both taste good on their own, but blend together.
Right.
The raspberry amplifies the tangerine, I think, way more just because it's a good mix of like things you could just crush because it's super refreshing, tart, and not overkill. It's not overly like filling either, which I think is good. But a weird combination, I think worked the best for me.
Yeah,
and I think
you like it.
What yeah,
you
think, I think Buzz? It's really good.
Yeah,
and Paul's hard to please with this beer stuff. Sometimes he's like, "Oh, this is horrible."
Yeah. It's really fruity and sweet. I don't know if I could have more than one.
Yeah,
that's exactly. Why I'm like this one. I thought was like good to share because.
See, all these ones I can see, like, having, like, a nice flight.
Yep.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, most of the time when I travel to any brewery, my way to get introduced to the beer is a flight.
Oh, yeah, and you can do what? You can do, if you want to try them all, like, yeah. You could just do consistent flights. Like, that's the best. Take a break in between each one.
Absolutely.
That's not a bad way to go. And yeah. You're not going to break the bank having just a pint after pint.
Absolutely. I actually, you know what? I've been visiting some places sometimes, and, you know, I think that everybody should, when you go to a beer spot, if you don't like beer, don't drink beer if you don't like it. But if you like beer, get a flight.
Yeah.
Flight's more important. I mean, it's weird because some places do 4, some places do 5, some places do 6. I've never seen it. But I was in Colorado, and they had a flight with eight glasses of beer.
So that's how I was just thinking of that, too, because when I was out in Washington visiting my wife and her family out there,
yeah.
There's a brewery that was over 20 years old, and it's called Flyers. Their tap handles are propeller blades.
Oh, nice. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the flights were 8 and 10s.
Yes.
I'm like, that was wicked.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was in Denver, I went to Mockery Brewery, which is an awesome place. They did 8. And it was, I mean, 8's a big deal.
I think 6 should be the minimum. Because otherwise, I mean, like 4? Like, yeah, I could just 4. Say, like, give me a sample.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
exactly. At the bar. Like, yeah. Tell the bartender, just pour a little bit in a glass. Yeah, let me try it.
Right.
Now. Yeah. No, I think 6 to 8 is always a good thing. 6 to 8 is always a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
The other thing that's cool is when I was out there, too, is when you go through Oak Harbor and you go through Mount Vernon, you hit up through Mount Vernon, some of the backwoods to some of the islands.
Yeah.
There's a little shack in the next town over from Oak Harbor. And the tap handle is a giant parrot for a house beer that they make.
Oh, nice.
And you can get mussels and fresh seafood with it. I'm like, this is a killer way to do a business.
I like that.
But you can literally walk out the docks like a couple feet over. You just go there and chill.
Yeah.
Pet the deer because they're so timid out there. That they don't have a reason to fear hunters because there's not really any hunters out there.
No, they're used to people.
Yeah.
They are. Yeah.
Except for watch out for the wild moose or meese that walk around out there.
I don't play around moose.
No, watching them get around and they'll walk in the ocean. I watched one walk from one island to get to Seattle.
Yeah,
I'm like that's messed up.
They're huge, bro. They're huge, and they will kick your ass.
So in Ely, you know, there's a lot of mooses.
Yeah.
Meeses. I don't know what you whatever they are.
Yeah.
But you know they'll be swimming across the lake,
right?
To get and people will go in their canoes and they'll jump on their backs.
Oh God!
Really?
Because what are they gonna do? What are they gonna do? They're swimming.
That's what I mean. Like you
that's
can't do anything.
Can do.
Yeah, you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, so people literally just get out of their canoe, jump on their back, and ride them back into shore. And I mean, they got to get off before they get to land.
Oh, they're getting fucked up. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know what? I'd like to see that actually.
Yeah.
That I'd be like, damn, that's crazy. Actually, I would try it. I would do it.
Yeah, I mean, what are they going
to
do?
Nothing. You know, they can't do nothing.
Yeah. The only thing I would never want to do is if I'm going to go down to the south, I'd never want to go noodling.
Oh, yeah, no. Hell no.
What's noodling?
Stick your hand in a mud pit, and you wait for a giant-ass catfish to bite your forearm, and you pull it out.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no, I ain't doing that.
The guy that I worked with over at iHeart, Big Mike.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know Big Mike. He's a UND basketball alumni. It's like 7'2" something. He's a salesperson over at iHeart, and he was actually on the show that was on TV about noodling. What? He was more, like him and a buddy. They were actually on the show. Doing
the one on TLC.
Where's he from?
Grand Forks.
He's from Grand Forks originally.
I don't know if he's,
but he was a coach here.
He was a coach here. Is he a brother?
No, was he a coach? I don't know if he was a coach. Oh. I just know he was a player for UND. But yeah, no, he was on that show.
Is Big Mike a black guy?
No, he's white.
White dude? Yep. Okay, yeah. I can't imagine a black man wanting to get bit by a catfish on purpose.
Down in the South, it's normal.
You know what? It probably is, actually. You know what? Fuck. They eat every goddamn thing else down there. They eat everything. They, if it's moving, they eat that shit.
But to be fair, catfish done right is not bad at all. You just need, you just got to always have hot sauce on it.
I do love catfish. Catfish is very, very good if it's cooked right. Yeah, if you, it depends how it's cooked. Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like everything's good with sriracha.
Yeah.
Because all you taste is sriracha.
You definitely need that for catfish because this is a bland fish, and like you need to season the shit out of everything very well.
That's what one of my favorite rappers, Tech N9ne, always says, put sriracha on everything.
What, your favorite rapper is Tech N9ne?
I said, one of my favorite rappers.
Oh, my God. Listen, I think we already had this conversation. No, let's not go down that road.
Listen, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. We had this conversation.
It was Drake.
Yeah, it was Drake. Drake's the best ever, bro. Listen, Drake is the best rapper, singer ever.
We're gonna start round two all over.
Yep. And you know what though? And he bring up Dax, and I like Dax, but Dax is like the mental health rapper. You know, like my brain's going crazy. I'm having anxiety. You know, what
I like Tupac before he turned into Jada Pinkett Smith.
Wow, we going there?
That's fair though.
Let's go there for a second.
I don't even know what's going on with that, but it's just like everywhere. Like, what is up with this Jada Pinkett Smith and Tupac thing? I don't get it.
Yeah, her loving him and wanting to just have his kids.
Oh my God. Yeah, she's like trying to summon him from the dead. Like,
she's also just a disturbingly awful human. Like, yeah. And now her book's out.
Yeah.
And Will Smith's going on this tour, not with her,
but supporting her. And stuff. Yeah.
But
seriously?
He's supporting her now.
He's such a bitch.
He's what called a cuck. Yeah. Is that what they call him?
Oh, yeah. He's suffering from bitch assness. That's what I call it.
Well, now he's trying to win back. Ever since the slap, he's banned from the Oscars and everything. Yeah. Now he's just trying to win back the hearts of America because everyone knows he's just a punk and a fucking coward.
Yeah. Poor Will. I like him.
I do too, but man, he's just...
What's going on with Will, yo?
He's not doing the best anymore.
Sorry, Will. Hey, Will, listen. Taking your black card, bro. You're falling off. It's over. Taking his black card, yo.
I mean, the dude is like
Kevin Hart,
super famous, super wealthy. Like, what the hell is wrong with you, man? Yo. Like,
how? I get you. I get your whole... Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was your life.
Come on, Will. You don't need Jada.
No.
You don't need Jada.
Absolutely not. She doesn't even have hair.
Right.
Oh. he can go after Prince Harry's wife now.
Listen, man.
She's an idiot, though, but you can go after her.
I'm sure Will got ass falling from the sky that he's dodging. He can't even keep up with that shit so much. He can get any woman he wants, bro. He can sleep with whoever he wants.
Maybe it's all just a media scam.
It is a media scam. Yeah. She's selling the book.
Yeah.
She's shit. In the beginning of the book tour, she was shitting on him every show.
I just
shitting on him, talking about Tupac. And the way she was talking about Tupac, I was like, oh, Pac, he was daring. And I'm like, he's dead. He's been dead for 27 years. He's gone, Jada. He ain't coming back. You ain't never getting him.
This is how she got her rock career as the lead singer of a rock band, which was trash, too.
I don't even remember her rock band. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, she was the screamer who couldn't really sing or do anything talented. Here, yo.
Like, you had one movie. What was it, Boys in the Hood?
Will Smith got her?
No, it wasn't Boys in the Hood. It was Set It Off.
Is that what it was?
She was on Set It Off, and she was on...
That was the one with Michael Jackson's sister.
Queen Latifah. You know, no, the one with Michael Jackson's sister is Poetic Justice.
Oh, Poetic Justice. Okay.
That's, but
it wasn't Boys in the Hood. It was the other one. Because she was the...
She was on Set It Off, man, with Queen Latifah. Remember? She was on Set It Off.
Yeah, but there was another one, too, though. It was.
She wasn't in Boys in the Hood.
No, it was one that was just like Boys in the Hood. Because Boys in the Hood, that was with Ice Cube, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That was a classic. And Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yes.
There was another one.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, there was another one that was out before, that was around the same time. And it was about, he became like a drug dealer and, dealing with all like the gangs.
Oh, you mean Juice?
Maybe.
But Jada wasn't in the movie with Tupac ever.
Because she was like the mom of his kid in this movie. I'm trying to remember.
I can't remember.
Is it If These Walls Could Talk?
No.
I don't know, man.
You guys talk. I'm sorry, I'll figure it out.
I'm sorry, man. I don't remember one movie that Jada Pinkett was in, and I don't care to remember. She's a beautiful woman.
No, she's not.
I think she's beautiful. Even though she's bald-headed or whatever, I think she's beautiful. I think she's a real beautiful woman, but I think she's like...
I can't get past how fucking mean she's been to everything, and I can't get past that. That's a big turnoff.
Well, she was on television talking about how, the media is spinning it this way, da-da-da. I mean, listen, if it comes out of your mouth and you say it,
yeah,
then that's what you said. You can't backtrack now. Now they backtracking. Now Will's like supporting her and they're backtracking.
Oh, I don't know how to use your phone.
I love my wife. I think Will said, Will was like, I'll love Jada forever. Okay. And just like she loves Tupac forever and he's been dead for 27 years. And we keep talking about Tupac like he's present and he's alive. Tupac is dead. He ain't coming back.
Menace to Society.
Oh, no.
They wasn't in there. They wasn't in that movie at all.
No, Jada Pinkett Smith was in Menace to Society. Yeah, she was his baby mama.
But he wasn't in Menace to Society.
No, he wasn't, but she was. That was like one of her first movies.
Who? Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember her part being that. Oh, yeah, she was in that movie. Yeah. I don't remember, though. Who cares?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, Jada Pinkett.
Yeah.
Back to beer.
If you are looking for something fun, I do recommend going out this weekend. I don't think there's a pub crawl going on for Halloween because it falls on a Tuesday.
Oh.
But
on a Tuesday.
I know there used to be a Halloween pub crawl.
Yeah.
But either way, with all the actions going on this weekend for UND football, and then you got Gophers in town for UND hockey.
Yes. Is UND playing in town this weekend too?
I don't know.
Yes.
I haven't been to a UND game for quite a few years because there was a couple of kids from Winnipeg that actually played on a team that were pretty good.
Yeah, they play tomorrow at 4.
And they always get a couple of guys from Canada. Actually, the two particular kids that played on a team back then went to school with my daughter, so that's the only reason why I went to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Other than that, I'm not interested, I'd rather go to Colorado and watch the Buffaloes with Deion Sanders.
I saw the SNL skit of Deion Ken Thompson.
Did you see
that
game? Did you see the last game with Stanford?
No. He basically left and they came back to whip his ass.
Yeah, they were winning 29-0 at halftime. And then Stanford came back and beat them 46-43.
Wow, that sounds like the Vikings.
Yeah.
That's right. Well,
the Vikings. Is that a football team? Is that a college football team?
Hey, they're doing better than the Bears.
Yeah, I'm a Giants fan. We suck too. So I mean, I live in reality. A lot of times, Viking fans don't live in reality.
This is an old one, but you know what the Vikings and marijuana have in common?
What's that?
Anytime they get in a bowl, they get smoked.
Ooh, that's fucked up. Oh. Yeah, that's fucked up. Yeah,
that's so true.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Yeah. If you haven't, have you watched that quarterback show on in Netflix?
No,
with your quarterback from the Vikings.
No,
Cousins.
Yeah, if you watch that show, you'll like him more.
No, I won't.
Yeah, no, you will. He's actually a fucking awesome person and a really great husband.
In that show.
Yeah, but I know what I hate shows? I hate shows when people are like, yeah, he's a great husband. He's a great this. He's fucking making millions. He better be great.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm
saying? But the thing is, like, you got this movie that comes out, and it's like, oh, he's so great, blah, 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 you know, because they can cut and edit. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, after the movie's out, like 6 months later, he's in prison for fucking beating his wife or something. You know? I mean, I'm not saying him in particular, but you know, I mean, how many times do you see that kind of crap go on?
Yeah.
A lot. It's true. Yeah. It's true. But Cousins is a great guy, you know? I actually like him as a person.
Yeah.
I don't really particularly scare. I think his football skills are, you know, above normal. I think he's a very good
Keanu Reeves. Everybody loves Keanu. I mean, Keanu Reeves, he like everybody knows he's like such a great person.
Yeah, but
if you kill his dog,
somebody killed his dog?
Oh yeah, he'll John Wick you.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody killed his dog before?
No, in the movie John Wick.
Oh, John Wick. Yeah. That went right over my head, right?
That's the thing about Keanu Reeves movies. Like, he's awesome in the 80s movies. But in the 90s, 2000s, he's so much better if he doesn't talk or he can say under 100 words or less.
Yeah.
That's when he's better as an actor.
Yeah.
Because
he's
better at action movies than anything.
He is.
He puts up more effort.
You know what? As long as you stay away from horses, that's good, right?
Well, Duhamel is moving back to Minot, so there's that.
Who's that?
Josh Duhamel.
Oh, you mean Fergie's ex-husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how we refer to him. He was at his height and popular when he was Fergie's husband. Let's be realistic here, okay? Josh Duhamel is, you know, he's not the guy. Let's be realistic here. He's not that guy.
Hey, he's
I like him.
He married my daughter's mom. Her best friend is Josh Duhamel's sister. Josh Duhamel married her sister.
Was she like 25 or 26?
Yeah, they have like a 40-year difference between them.
Yeah.
It's
Come on, man. I mean, listen, you know what? If I
apparently he's super nice though.
I know, but if I did that, I'm a predator. If I marry some girl 25 years old, I'm 25 years older than her or 30, I'm a predator. He does it. He's a fucking saint. Okay, yeah. And she's pregnant now too.
I'm just thinking prenup.
I've met him. I've met him a few times, and I've seen him. And he's actually just a really humble person. Like
he seems like a really nice. I've heard he's a really really nice guy.
And he's done with Hollywood. He fucking hates.
He hates Hollywood.
Just like a lot of other people do.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Hollywood's bullshit, man. Yeah. You know that Hollywood's bullshit. Hollywood's one of those places where you become tainted right away because of it. Because people are just full of shit.
Well, and that's like Tom Holland from Spider-Man. Now he'll still do the movies because he's Spider-Man.
Yeah,
but he's very much done being
around
Hollywood.
Which one's Tom Holland? Which one's that?
He's the latest Spider-Man. He's the youngest Spider-Man there is.
I like the very first guy,
Tobey Maguire.
I like Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire's good.
Tobey Maguire's good. He just seemed the part.
Andrew Garfield was a good one too. They've been getting.
Nah, I didn't like him.
I didn't like that guy either. Yeah, I know Tobey. I didn't like him either.
I liked him for his dry humor, but Tom Holland.
Tobey Maguire and Tom Holland are probably the best Spider-Man.
Tom Holland's by far my favorite now, just because all the action from Spider-Man movies has finally caught up to what it can do for an actor.
Right.
So that's the best.
I don't know. When I saw that Spider-Man, Spider-Verse, whatever it was, with all three of them. The minute Tobey Maguire showed up, I was like, that's Spider-Man.
Exactly, right? Well,
it's the fact that he could shoot webbing out of his hand. Yeah. Both were like blown away. Like, how do you do that? I'm like, it just happens. Well, they have their own cartridges like the modern Spider-Man does.
Yeah.
I'm like, it just happens. I'm like,
yeah, his was the shit.
They're like, shit, does it shoot out anywhere else?
Yeah. No, all
right. That's awesome, yo. That was awesome.
So good.
Actually, that's like my best part when they all met each other.
Yeah.
That was cool. That was cool. Yeah. Spider-Man's the shit, man.
Oh, it's the same meme as like, Spider-Man.
I like
all three in one.
I even like the cartoon one. Is it Spider-Verse?
No, it's Spider-Man. Then there's the Welcome to Into the Spider-Verse.
That was good.
Tom Holland is getting casted for something that he has no business being casted for.
What's
too.
That?
Miles something is the Spider-Verse character. He's really good. He's the
like a little black kid.
Yep.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
He's a really good actor too.
I actually like that movie. That was awesome. That's awesome.
That Spider-Verse has open opportunities because there's so many different variants of Spider-Man and so many characters.
Yeah.
But it re-energized like a lot of younger kids into more Spider-Man because it's such a good character. It's such a good animated movie.
Yeah.
And it's won already a ton of awards for how good it was produced and made.
I think Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles win some awards too.
No, these newer ones are trash. They're trash.
They're trash. Yeah, I guess we could say that. Yeah. Hey, anybody seen Victor lately?
Yeah, actually, I ran into him at the hockey game.
Oh, what do you know? Victor at the hockey game.
Guys, he's just everywhere.
Victor is so random. Was he wearing his big
Green hat?
Big green hat.
I love that hat.
His Ninja Turtle hat.
Shout out to Victor, man. We love that guy.
Oh,
man.
He's so good.
We gotta have Victor come by for the show. He doesn't drink beer, but he's just interesting. So. You just have him come by one day. Right, right. You know? Hey, you know what? We need to bring by a couple of guests. I think we should do Bemidji.
I gotta get. We would have to do the show later, like at 4 o'clock, like after 4 o'clock for her.
Oh, because she gets up late.
Yeah, she's a teacher.
Oh, okay. She works in town here.
Yeah, she's at Central.
Okay. I don't know. Hey, producer Paul, can we work that out?
Sure. Yeah,
we got a Bemidji lady. 4 o'clock, 4:30-ish.
Yeah.
We can work it out. Let's work it out.
I can make anything work.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yep. Then I know I had lunch with Joe today, and we were at El Gordito.
Joe.
Garceau.
Oh, what's up, Joe? Yeah. Get Joe and Eric here.
Yeah. And we went and had lunch, and we were in El Gordito, and they had 99-cent burritos and tacos.
And today?
Yeah. On Thursdays.
All day?
All day.
No, today's Friday.
Hey, I was going to hit him up for advertising.
Yeah, but it's still 99-cent tacos.
Today?
Yeah.
I'm going for tacos today.
You need to talk to him about advertising with us. I was going to go talk to him. Rosé is going to go talk to him, I think, tomorrow or something, or next week.
Who's the guy that owns El Gordito?
I don't know.
I don't know who that is.
But even just 6 tacos from them, they're filling and they're so
99-cent tacos?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave here today. I'm going to go there.
I got 6 of them. That was a good lunch.
I went to, I was going over to my buddy's place and I was waiting for him to get back home. And it was on Sunday, so I was going to go over to the Drum and, you know, just watch a little bit of the football game, waiting for my buddy to get home.
Right.
But they were closed because apparently they're closed on Sundays.
Right.
So I went over to La Cantina.
Yeah.
The bartender was really, really nice. Like, I'll give him credit for that.
Yeah.
But it was $8 for a tiny little crappy margarita. I was like, you shitting me?
Oh, yeah, it's expensive. I went to eat there with a couple of friends from work, and I can't mention her name, but her and her sister had like 8 margaritas. Yo.
God damn.
They had like 8 margaritas. I was like, oh, damn, yeah. I was on one. They was like on 5. I only had one the whole time.
He gives me this margarita, and he's like, $8. I'm like, what's in that thing? You know, I mean,
$8 for a margarita.
I'm like, is it that like really fancy stuff from, you know, Mexico? Like, what did you put in there? No, it was probably Jose, like a shot of it.
They don't make better margaritas than Chara's. Nobody makes a better drink on a Mexican tip with tequila in it than Chara's.
Although, if you do want just good margaritas,
yes,
go to Vinyl Taco and get them on tap.
Yeah, Vinyl Taco's good. Yeah, Vinyl Taco's awesome.
Yeah,
Vinyl Taco's a spot.
Yeah, Vinyl Taco, $8 will get you like 32 ounces of margarita.
Yeah.
Is that for the big can?
Yeah.
No, how much is the big can?
I don't know. Probably
the big can is like 15, 16 bucks.
It's got to be that price. But like you get a giant pitcher of margarita for like, which is like 4 margaritas in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's probably $10, $12.
Yeah.
No, I went to Vinyl Taco and I got that big can of the can of whatever.
Yeah.
It's like $8. You better take the ice out of this thing.
No, yeah. Hey, I drank the whole can and I was so fucked up.
There was one day I was selling at Jail Beers and the girl there, her name is Brooke. She was working at Vinyl Taco and Jail Beer. She was doing both jobs.
Right.
And she had brought a bunch of margarita mix over here because they're the only ones with the canner. Vinyl Taco doesn't have one. So she ended up coming over, 2 big containers full of margarita mix and canning them. I'm like, I was just sitting there selling beer, watching her watching all these cans of margarita get made there. I'm like,
see, I have a problem with that because like when I worked at Whitey's,
right,
like really, really good Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
But they'd pre-make it in the morning and it would just be in like a big container and then you basically scoop it, you know.
Right.
Well, the problem with that is that sometimes you might not even get alcohol or other times you might just get nothing but alcohol. You know,
you got to stir it, right?
Yeah, but I mean, even if you stir it, it's not. You need to. If I order a drink,
you need to mix that.
You need to make the drink in front of me. I'm not doing this container shit.
And that's the one thing I like about them. They always, whether the batch size, whatever.
Yeah.
They make enough for the day.
Yeah, they put it all in bottles.
Like I'm not at a WAP party.
Yeah,
you know,
no doubt.
Oh yeah,
I agree. Hey, this weekend, UFC 294, Ismael Makhachev versus Volkanovski. Number 2, remember Volkanovski put it on him last fight. He put it on him a little bit. I think he surprised him. I don't know if you know anything about UFC, but the Russians, that Dagestani wrestling is like probably the most powerful wrestling in the world.
Sambo wrestling?
Yeah, Sambo. I don't know what Sambo is, but these guys wrestle bears and shit, right? So when they wrestle, when they get you on the ground, it's pretty much over.
Mm-hmm.
The fight is over. But the last time Ismael Makhachev fought Volkanovski, who's he's from Australia. He's a little 5'6" guy, but he is fucking good. His name is Alexander the Great Volkanovski. He's a featherweight champion, so he fights at 145. He's a champion at 145. He went up to 155 to fight the guy at 155 and gave the 155 guy who just finishes everybody really easy, he gave him probably the fucking match of his life. And the guy who's usually on top found himself on the bottom in the last round, getting his ass handed to him. But he won 3-2. So what happened was Ismael Makhachev from Russia, he's fighting Charles Oliveira from Brazil. Oliveira is the number one guy in 155. He has like this blonde hair. He's really super good. So Oliveira now can't fight. He got hurt. So they call up Volkanovski. Hey, Volk, we need you to fight. 10 days notice. So the main event and the co-main event, both of the new guys are 10 days notice guys. So there's Volkanovski and Kamaru Usman, who was the welterweight champion for like 5 years, who didn't lose a fight, didn't lose 19 fights. But he lost his last 2 fights to the same guy. He got knocked out. He got knocked out in the last minute of his fight. He was winning easily. He got caught. It's fighting, right? You get caught, you get knocked out. And then he lost his last fight, you know, by decision to the same guy that he lost his belt to. But he's fighting Kamzat Chimaev. So he's fighting Kamzat. They call him Kamshat. But jokingly, they call him that, right? But he's fighting that guy. So I don't know. I'm a UFC guy.
I wouldn't want to get hit by him.
Cum shot, <Nope. laughs> Hey, here comes the cum shot, right? No, that's hilarious, but I never thought about that. But anyway, no, so it's going to be a really good fight. And actually, besides those two fights being changed, so the main event fights got changed. So the guys who were supposed to be fighting are not fighting the guys they were going to fight. And then the rest of the card is amazing. It's in Abu Dhabi. Have you been to Abu Dhabi yet?
No.
Well, we need to go because apparently it's the shit, okay? We need to go there. I need to be there, but we have to be very, very, you know, it's Muslim. It's a Muslim country. You can't just run around and be crazy. You gotta,
yeah, I don't think I can go there.
It's a true story. There was a girl there. I can't remember her name right now. There was a girl there, and she got into an argument with a man there. She's a black woman, and she felt like he disrespected her. So she cursed him out, said, fuck you, you fucking whatever, whatever, whatever. She called him whatever. I'm sorry, I'm cursing too much. But she cussed him out, right? And she got arrested and put in jail for cursing at him.
As she should.
God damn.
You don't need that?
No, going back to the UFC thing, though, local guy, Andre Murray, I think he's fighting tonight. I think maybe at Fargo. I'm not sure.
Andre Murray?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, so hope, you know, good luck to him.
Good luck, Andre, man. We root for you, man. Where's he fighting at?
I don't know. I tried to find out, but nobody got back to me.
Okay, you find out. Yeah.
And then what else? I had a really great idea when you were talking about, like, these Russian wrestlers and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
We should open our own branch of, like, UFC, except instead of, like, you know, Brazilian jiu-jitsu and everything.
Right.
Have dudes going against, like, bears and kangaroos and shit like that.
That'd be kind of cool, actually.
Who wouldn't pay to watch a guy fight a kangaroo?
Have you seen the guy fighting the kangaroo?
Yeah, like, Doc Smoker, he's, like, got his, like, his attacking his dog. But put that kangaroo in a ring with him?
Yeah, he knocked the kangaroo out, bro.
I would pay
Have you seen that video, Alan?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He knocked the kangaroo out.
Those kangaroos are jacked.
We would have to go to the Chahinkaba Zoo in town in Fargo and ask them for that. If we could borrow a kangaroo.
They got a kangaroo down there?
Here they go.
Man, I was like, wow.
That's put a guy in chainmail, fight a bear, you know, so if it bites, it's not going to, like, go, like, rip his arm off or anything. Yeah, but, let him fight a bear. I'll pay for that.
I'll fight a kangaroo. I'll fuck a kangaroo up, yo. Huh. I'll fight a kangaroo.
Actually, I'll probably fuck you up, dude.
Nah. I got the reach.
Dude, I've played Tekken.
Yeah.
The talons scare me on the kangaroo.
I'll kick a kangaroo's ass, man. You know what? I don't think a kangaroo could take a body shot.
I don't think I think you underestimate the power of a kangaroo.
Yeah.
No, I know he's strong. I think if that guy in the video could fucking kangaroo up, I could do it.
That kangaroo was holding on to his dog. It wasn't in full fight mode yet.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, they can balance on their tail and, like, kick you with their legs, and launch you right out the cage.
I got a 9mm, man. Fuck that, man. I got a Glock, yo. Hey. What kangaroo?
Imagine, like, watching somebody try to, like, put a kangaroo into, like, a submission hold.
That'd be awesome, bro. That'd be awesome.
So you got him in a leg lock.
I don't know if I'd like that because I'm picturing the kangaroo tail just coming and whacking you in the head. I know, right? Just knocking you.
No, kangaroos are strong as hell. Except for the jack ones, right? The ones that are, like, super muscular?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like deer on steroids.
They are like deer on steroids. Huh? I like it. Steroids, man. Speaking of steroids, man. Hey,
Zac Efron.
Yep.
Zac Efron's doing steroids?
Oh, hell yeah. He's got that new movie A24 coming out.
Yeah.
Or it's A24 Studios. The Iron Claw or the Iron Sheik. What's he doing? Something.
It all started with Baywatch.
Yeah. Oh, yo, he's jacked out of his mind right now. Oh, you can totally tell he's juicing.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to see something funny on the internet, I don't mean to bring this up, but back in the day when I used to go to Mexico, I used to be into promoting trips to Mexico. I work with a company that we promoted trips to Mexico. We go to Mexico. We used to take a lot of kids from UND to Mexico. We fill up a whole plane with kids from UND. And so I used to do a version of Baywatch in Mexico, in Mazatlan. We used to bring all the kids to Mazatlan. We were renting like a 2-star hotel because they fuck up hotels. The kids mess up.
Oh, yeah, they don't give a shit.
The kids don't give a shit about hotels. So, and you can't come to Mexico unless you get the insurance. And how we made our money was when you buy the bracelet for the week, like you get a green bracelet for the week, it's $110. That's the way we made our money, right? I used to do a show called Black Baywatch. where I would burst out of the water in my Speedos and run down the beach to the Baywatch music. We'll look at it afterwards and we can talk about it.
I don't want to.
You listen, it was so much fun. My buddy Mac, shout out to Mac. Mac is the one who got me that dead hat, dead whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
dead
yeah.
Dead nice hat. He used to be my video guy. He's an amazing video guy. And so I used to go into the water. I used to have the little Baywatch, the lifeguard thing, yeah. And everything, the little orange thingy, the buoy or whatever.
Yeah.
I had that. I jump in the water. You know how hard it is to go in the water and save somebody from in the water and pick them up and carry them out the water?
Oh, because they're trying to drag you down.
Well, it was a skit. We were doing a skit.
I can't even like swim in the ocean because like it pulls you away.
Yeah. Oh, I love the ocean.
Oh no, it's scary as hell. I mean, you get in there and all of a sudden you're swimming and then you're like going backward.
Yeah.
And you're trying to swim forward and you just keep going backward and I'm like, oh my god, I'm going to be in the middle of the ocean. I'm going to get eaten by a freaking shark here.
Yeah.
No.
Well, we used to do
the hell with the ocean. I'll deal with the winter.
And there were great white sharks in Mazatlan too. Great white sharks. So trust me, I've been in the water with a great white shark. And I literally peed my pants. I peed in the ocean for sure. Yeah. I guarantee I peed in the ocean. I was in a cage and the great whites around us. I'm like, this is scary.
Oh, bro. You were in like the cage thing with the...
It was scary, bro. It was scary because I definitely felt like I could die that day.
Well, yeah, you could have.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was thinking about how the...
Jaws?
Yes. They were huge, bro. They were huge. I was scared of shit.
Yeah, I could do it.
But I love scuba diving. Scuba diving is amazing. However, Black Baywatch, I was doing Black Baywatch. We'll watch it later. We'll laugh about it today later. And then we'll talk about it on our next show. You guys can laugh. It was hilarious. I'd never really show anybody this. So if you want to go watch Black Baywatch. My nickname used to be Finny. I'll explain that later. It's on Finny Files. That's what we call it, the Finny Files. So I used to talk about like crazy stuff on the internet, Finny Files. I used to go like ultra lighting. You know what ultra lighting is?
Nope.
Ultra lighting is the hang glider with the propeller on it.
Oh yeah.
So oh hell
go,
no.
Yeah, I used to go. Oh, fucking amazing, bro. 5,000 feet.
I'm afraid
feet
of heights.
Oh my god, I got 5,000 feet in the air. And then I coined the phrase. I own the phrase. You should be jealous. So I used to be like, you should be jealous. Right? I even got my license plate on my car. You should be jealous. Remember?
Truck.
You should be jealous in town here. Mm-hmm. Somebody stole it. So now I had to change my license plate.
So now you're jealous of them?
They're jealous of me now. Oh, yeah. You got my license, goddammit. But anyway, I did Black Baywatch. It was amazing. It was fun. I had a great time. You know, stuff I used to do some years ago. You know, that's where I used to take off work for like 3 months and make money going to Mazatlan. It was awesome. I loved it. But anyway, back to beer.
So with Black Baywatch, I got this black can.
Black Baywatch, black can.
Go. From Blake's Hard Cider, I have Apple Lantern.
You know, I love Blake's, baby. Blake's the shit, man.
This one's actually pretty interesting.
Blake's is good.
It's a little thinner on the body.
Yeah.
But not bad at all.
And that's a cider, right?
Yeah, it's a cider.
We've been on ciders today, Paul. You liking the ciders or what?
Yeah, I like ciders. I think they're good.
So, yeah. Since we're on the tail end of spooky season.
Spooky season.
So, with campfires and sweaters and everything bundled up for this time of the year, the other thing that I probably should do is I should probably go get some pumpkins and start carving them for just having them in front of the house to look at for Halloween.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and if anybody's wondering, they have the pumpkin contest decorating thing in the mall here.
Yeah.
The one that's black that has like the paper on it that my daughter, she's 11, she did that. She spent a lot of time on it. It's supposed to be Wednesday Addams from that new show, The Addams Family.
That's a good show, too.
So everybody go vote for that one.
Okay,
vote for that one. Let my daughter win. The other
hell yeah.
One. Yeah.
So how do I vote?
I don't know, I think they have like a little Dropbox or something.
Dropbox? Okay, I'll go vote. So which one? The black one looks like Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The paper on it?
Does it have her name on it or something like that?
No. Well, it says Grand Forks Best Source.
Okay, Grand Forks Best. I'm voting for that one.
Yeah, and tell all your friends to vote for that one.
Yeah, vote for that one, everybody. We're going to put that on our social media. Come to the mall and vote.
Yeah, the other ones, I mean, there are other ones that are really freaking awesome there.
Yeah.
But they weren't done by an 11-year-old.
Exactly. Grown-ups, right?
That makes it better.
Yeah, yeah. We're going with the 11-year-old.
All right.
Yep.
But for the awesome flavor of pumpkins along with the Wednesday Addams pumpkin that we're going to all vote for now.
Yeah.
So this one, a bunch of hand-picked apples with nice roasted pumpkin. Super refreshing. I thought it was, like, they actually described it real. It is very refreshing.
Right.
Not overly heavy and thick on the flavor at all, but nice spices, bounces. Honestly, it's perfect autumn weather or whether you're going to go carve pumpkins or do you go orchard picking?
Right. This has apples and pumpkin in it?
Yeah, roasted pumpkins.
You know, I heard that, what is it, Nelson's Pumpkin Patch is it around here?
Yeah. Yeah.
They have a bar there this year.
I think they did.
I heard they turned a silo into a bar.
Yeah, didn't they? I think they started it last year, or is it this year for the first time?
I don't know. Well, if they did last year, I missed it because I would have totally been there.
Because Nelson's Pumpkin Patch is just a lot of fun. And then you go over to the east side, there's a...
That one sucks.
Yeah. I just know that one's on the side of the road. I don't remember the name of it, though.
Yeah, I can't... Yeah, I can't remember the name either, but yeah, I mean, they got some things, but I mean, Nelson's is a little bit of a drive, but it is super cool.
Is that Nelson County?
Amarillo.
It's over by the Air Force Base.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot of fun, but the other one's fun is if you go down to Fargo for Days in the Maze, and there's a couple breweries and some distilleries in there, and you can go drinking through a corn maze in the field.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like that. We can do that.
Yeah, and then I don't know how much longer this goes, but... Down in Kindred or whatever, Acres of Terror.
Oh, I like that.
That shit is fucking crazy and good. Because there's a bunch of characters that go through there. Last time I did this with my wife, she just bowed out and said no.
Where's it at?
Down in like Kindred Castleton area.
How far is that?
2.5 hours away.
Okay, it's not bad.
But I got chased around in the field by a Jason character with a chainsaw.
Wow. A real chainsaw?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they just take the blades off of it.
But everything's real. Everything like that. The noise is real and everything. It's a real everything's real. But
get ya.
Through the haunted houses in the nerds, it's just there's character nerd that will go follow you and scare the living piss out of you.
There's a new Saw movie out too. Seen that?
Oh yeah, Saw 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I don't get into that.
You know what? I was watching Netflix last night.
Torture porn.
Yeah. I was watching Netflix last night, and there's some show called The House of Usher, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm like, I don't see Usher on this show. It's so good.
Nice.
It's like kind of on the scary end of things. Watch that.
See, I can't do that. I mean, my daughter, she scared the crap out of me the other day because I didn't know she was at my house because she came there after school.
Yeah.
You know, and she can let herself in and everything.
Right.
And I just went home to go pick up the TV, the monitor that we have here now. And so I'm holding the TV, and all of a sudden she pops around the corner and she's like, "Bah!" Scared the crap out of me. And I'm like, you're lucky I'm holding this TV because you would have got punched.
Yeah. How old is she?
11.
That's hilarious, bro.
The only thing I'm enjoying with Halloween right now and everything, I'm just going back and watching a ton of movies. I'm watching all the Freddy movies.
Yeah, Halloween movies.
Nightmare on Elm Street is probably my favorite series of all time. Then it's Jason movies after that.
I've been watching Jaws lately. Yeah. I don't know. I've been on some Jaws kick lately.
Nothing wrong with that.
Checking out Jaws. I love Jaws. The first one, I love it.
Yeah.
Second one, I loved it, you know.
Yeah, watch Meg 2. It's like Sharknado.
You know what? Meg 2 is out. I'm going to watch it.
Jaws morphing into a shark.
It's ridiculous.
Jaws
it's
morphing.
Good?
It's ridiculous.
It is. There's a giant. Isn't there a giant octopus in there?
Yeah. It's
corny.
We're talking snakes on a plane. Yeah. Sharknado. Like,
yeah, but I love it. I'm glad Jaws morphed into Sharknado because that made a lot of D-list actors like popular as hell again. And it's so funny. As corny as it is. How many A-list celebrities try to jump on that to be in Sharknado movies? Like, it's so dumb and funny. Like,
I
never stop laughing at it.
Sharknado movies are the freaking best, right?
Especially when I haven't actually seen one.
Have you seen Sharknado when the sharks are flying around and they're eating people?
Yeah, they're in a tornado. They're getting spit out of the tornado, in the shark tornado.
Yeah.
And they're flying through buildings, eating people at the same time. Like, none of that makes sense. And all I'm waiting for at that point, since there's snakes on a plane, I'm waiting for Samuel Jackson to yell up, "There are too many sharks on this motherfucking plane."
Yeah. Yo, Shark, listen, I think I get caught up in watching Sharknado so bad, and I look at it and I go, this is so corny.
It revamped Tara Reid's career, and it's the best ever, because she kept getting beaten up by sharks.
And I'm like, this is so corny. And then I sit there and go, why am I watching this and liking this?
It's the best drug ever. It's so addictive and corny.
It's corny as hell. It's so corny, but I just sit there and be like, this is so corny, but I like it.
That's one of those series. You'll sit up till 4 a.m. watching it, like, happened here?
All night.
You got to love Samuel L. Jackson. Just like, what was the other one where they had the sharks that they,
Deep Blue Sea.
Deep Blue Sea, that was good.
So he's like going on this whole rant, and all of a sudden he just gets
chopped up right in the middle of the movie.
I know. We are on this thing, this mission.
It's just funny how he's so scientific right now. He's like,
I love
sharks aren't supposed to swim in reverse.
Yeah.
Then he just gets devoured by one.
Like, I know. Well,
that's what you get classic. That's what you get for being a smart ass.
I might watch Deep Blue Sea when I go home today, man.
It's just great seeing like a really like well known actor that's gonna sell in the movie, and then like halfway in they just get eaten.
Because that's LL Cool J and Kevin Costner in there. No, oh, yeah, Kevin Costner's Underworld, sorry.
Yeah, LL Cool J and what's the other guy's name? He's like from another country.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
I don't remember, but it's so Deep dumb Blue and funny.
Sea,
too. I gotta
look that up. Deep Blue Sea is a shit, yo. I love that show.
That movie, especially with LL Cool J doing Any Given Sunday, when he made both songs that were the headliners for each one of those movies, it's so great. Yeah. So good.
No, he definitely he killed that, yo.
Yeah.
I love it.
Courtney Shark movies are just hilarious in general.
It was Samuel L. Jackson, Thomas Jane. What's the other guy's name? The guy that was killing all the sharks. What's his name again? Michael Rappaport was in that too.
Oh, shit.
I didn't realize that. Michael Rappaport was in that show too, yo. That's awesome, yo. I'm trying to think who else it was there. Uncle Jay, Jacqueline McKenzie. What was that guy's name? The one that got out in the water and swam with him and everything. What was his name?
I don't even remember.
Remember the guy that got out in the water with him?
I know who you're talking about, but God, that name's going to lose me for a while.
It was awesome.
Also, what was the name of the movie?
Deep Blue Sea.
Okay. The cast.
Also, if you're looking for this beer on tap, go to Jail Beers and hit it up, because I think them and the K are the only two that have it right now.
Is that Black Cider?
Black Lantern. The Apple Lantern.
Oh, they got the Apple Lantern?
Yeah.
Oh, Apple Lantern is good.
Mm-hmm. I think
where is the only Blake's, two that, where's Blake's out of?
Is that
Chicago, Illinois, or something like that? Mm-hmm. Or where are they from? Blake's is good. Blake's makes some really great stuff. They've been doing it since 1946.
Blake's is Michigan.
Oh, it is Michigan.
There's more freaking cideries that come out of Michigan, but they're also one of the largest suppliers of apples and cherries, I think, too.
Well, you know, Michigan has I think it's number one in America for the most breweries. I think Michigan's number one.
No.
Who's number one?
In terms of popularity or no, like...
I'm talking about more breweries you might be per
thinking,
area.
Yeah, you might be thinking per capita. I think that might be Michigan.
I think it's Michigan per capita. I think Michigan has the most breweries in a state more than anybody else.
The only other one I think that is just as high,
right,
if not higher, would be Oregon because of where they are.
Right.
But I also know in Oregon they're also closing just as fast.
Yeah, they are closing. That's another thing people don't realize about breweries lately. A lot of them are closing lately. A lot of them are closing down. They can't seem to keep up with the...
Prices just keep going up, but also at the same time, like, you better have like a top-notch like banger of like a four beers right out of the gate.
You got to have a cellar.
Yeah.
You got to have two beers that sell so much.
They pay your lights.
They pay the bills.
And they'll pay your mortgage for a good chunk of time.
Exactly. If you don't have good beers that really take care of you, then you're screwed. Like Fulton. Fulton has like Lonely Blonde.
Yep. That pays their bills and then 300.
Lonely Bond and 300.
Yeah, you can't reinvent the wheel every month.
And that's the beautiful thing about the guys from Fulton. They're not trying to reinvent the wheel, but they make banger quality beers.
Easy beers.
Yeah.
Like the lagers. You know what? I'm going to probably leave some of those for Dale. Dale's a lager guy.
Yeah.
Dale loves lagers.
I think you've had these too. Dale
likes lagers too.
Oh, yeah.
Dale loves lagers.
So I actually had Reese. I talked to him a week or so ago.
Yeah.
And I, no, early. Earlier this week,
too. I spoke to him yesterday,
I talked to him on Tuesday because I was ordering a bunch of stuff, and he asked me what I wanted to order. And I'm like, so I got four half barrels of the Chill City Chug coming my way, which is going to be awesome.
That will be good.
And two kegs of the brand new Imperial IPA from them coming.
That's crazy. I love it. It's Chill City.
Yeah. And the Imperial, their final one coming to the family of Fulton for the Hop Kingdom, which is the Bear.
What is it called?
It's just their Imperial IPA. It's a bear. Yeah. The logo is a bear.
A bear.
Yep.
Nice.
Just a nice yellow, big, bold bear for the logo.
Is it really hoppy?
Yes, but for 9%, it drinks like a freaking 6%er.
Wow.
It's wicked smooth.
I like when IPAs go down so smooth, you don't realize the IPAs, like Omegang, that Frozen Whirl.
Yeah.
Omegang got this beer called Frozen Whirl.
It's a cold IPA, so it's like an India Pale Lager. So
yeah.
It's a hoppy lager, basically. And it's a tweak. It's a hoppy lager, but the cold IPA gave it a better way to sell it.
Yeah. And some of the double IPAs.
Because not everyone knows what an IPL is.
No, IPAs, some of the double IPAs go down smoother than an IPA. They taste so good. Like, you don't even realize they have so much alcohol levels in them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're drinking like a 5 or 6%, but this one has like a 9%, and you're just drinking it. Then you drink two and be like, whoa, what just happened here, you know?
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
Tipsy. He said, I've been there. No, you just get a little tipsy real quick. You'd be like, man, what just happened here, you know? But yeah, so we're drinking right now. We're drinking the Blake's. The Blake's Apple Lantern Roasted Pumpkin Hard Cider. It's really cool. We'll put that on our Instagram also. You can check that out.
So,
what do you think of that one, Paul?
The Apple Lantern?
I didn't get any.
He didn't get any.
He drank it all too well.
Did you drink it?
No, you guys never gave me any.
We did.
You sure?
Yeah, sure. You got some.
Oh, it must have been good.
Sometimes Paul will be drinking and be like, oh, man, I forgot I drank.
So
this one right here.
So I just cracked open from New Belgium, Atomic Pumpkin. It's a habanero and pumpkin seed beer. So fresh.
That sounds disgusting.
It's pumpkin seed, not like it's like real pumpkin flavor with a light habanero kick. But ever since they released it, it's been one of the top five every year. It's been released for a pumpkin beer made.
Yeah, they sell it all the time. Yeah,
and I got a couple barrels of it right now. So I just Jail Beer sells it on tap right now.
Nice,
and they are tearing through those.
Tearing through that, like it. Yeah, New Belgium always makes good beer. Where's New Belgium out of?
New Belgium is out of Colorado.
Colorado. That's right, baby.
But this whole New Belgium series, every time they make a new IPA, they just kill off the old one in a funny video on their social media.
Nice.
So the next one coming up is a cold IPA, actually, too.
A cold IPA?
Yeah.
Nice, I like that. Yeah, check that out. What you think about that, Paul?
So it's got that nice habanero Roman kick. It's not spicy, but the pumpkin seed gives a nice balance with that allspice nutmeg. It's very different.
Yeah, it's different. I would say no.
No.
No. It's not terrible, but I wouldn't order it.
You wouldn't buy it, right?
Yeah.
It's a flight. It's a flight sampler.
Yeah, it's a flight.
Okay. Yeah, and I could see that.
Some things make sense to put on a flight.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, yeah, something you can try.
100%.
But yeah, I would never drink a glass of this.
No?
No, not a chance.
I had this last year.
I like this one just because of how uniquely different it is. But
I mean, I like spicy food and everything, but
it's
still, I mean, just the flavor of it is just kind of like.
Meh. Eating it versus drinking is a
completely. I like it. It kind of tastes like a pumpkin pie to me a little bit.
But the habanero kick.
Yeah, I like the habanero. You don't think that habanero would have like such a nice influence on it, but it does.
You know what I think this would be like really good for?
What's that?
Beer can chicken.
Beer can chicken.
I did this for beer can chicken. Actually, it works really well.
Yeah.
And I did it for.
What's beer can chicken? You
crack this open. And you get a big, like a nice rotisserie chicken size.
Right.
And you shove this with, I line the inside with butter and onions and stuff. And I shoved the can up the beer, up the chicken's ass.
Oh, okay.
And then I rubbed the outside with like lemon, butter, and like all the seasonings. And I cooked it. I put it on my smoker and just let it go.
Wow.
And it's so flavor, like all the beer flavor pops out of this and gets into the meat and everything for the chicken.
Gosh, really?
And it makes it so tender and juicy.
Makes good. Is it pretty good?
Oh yeah, like you can pull the bones right out of the chicken and everything.
Yeah, I had some some stew the other day that had wine, sauceless wine, mixed with it. It was delicious. It was really good, actually.
Nice. You want to have the best thing ever?
What's that?
My dad's peanut curry flank steak.
Peanut curry?
See, peanut curry is good, too, because it's got it's that sweet and spice kick. Yeah.
And on a flank steak, too. I mean, you slice it, and it's just, I mean, it's
I wouldn't
it's
have thought, so of, I wouldn't have thought of that. Does he use it as like a glaze, or does he smother it?
Does your dad live in town here?
You actually take the peanut curry and everything, and then you put the flank steak, in a bag, and then you just put it in the fridge overnight.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Yeah.
That actually sounds really good.
It gets a really nice bark to it. Yeah, that's good.
How often does your dad make those?
Whenever we have a special occasion.
Yeah.
Let me know. I want to come over. I'll buy some steak. For that occasion.
See, when I think of that, I just think of like a nice glaze. And it's like a dip, a little bit of a dip.
Yep. We used to always do a teriyaki.
Right.
But this peanut curry, oh my God, it's good.
Peanut curry's good, huh?
And flank steaks are
amazing. I like a flank steak. I really do. It's really good.
One thing I want to try with a flank steak that I haven't been able to, but you actually get like a charcoal grill.
Right.
and you throw it just directly on the coals.
See, oh, I like that.
I have a, I bought one a few years ago just because I wanted charcoal flavor so I can grill steaks, hot dogs, and burgers because that's the only way I like to do that that flavor. I get the best flavor out of charcoal when I do steaks, burgers, and brats.
But you would you wouldn't think like
I wouldn't dump it on coal. I never would have thought of that.
Yeah, you literally just put it right on the charcoals.
That sounds good, actually.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, and it, I mean, it just like flash sears it. And then, you know, all this stuff just brushes off.
Sheesh, that does sound good.
Yeah.
Sounds delicious, man.
Because, like, so I've been making more since it's getting a little bit colder out, and I'm trying to make sure I got food for me and my wife. So right now I've been meal prepping, and I've been using my, I'm abusing my Instapot more and more. So now I made soups. So I made chicken yonki soup, the Olive Garden version, and I made mine. And I just, I roasted and seasoned the hell out of the chicken in the crock pot, shredded it up, and I just threw all my potatoes and I threw all the yonki meat and everything in there.
Right.
So much better.
I had a 4-pound arm roast steak that I was, I was looking so forward to eating it. And then my freaking dog ate it.
Oh, no.
Just like my pizza last night.
Your dog ate it?
Yeah, she's figured out how to get into the fridge.
There's a little friends over there, see you? Yeah.
4-pound arm roast. Freaking dog ate.
What kind of dog you got?
German Shepherd.
Oh, yeah, that dog will go through everything. Doesn't matter.
And then last night, I haven't eaten in 24 or 48 hours. Because I was going to go home and eat my leftover pizza. No, dog ate it.
You got to keep that it out of their reach.
Better than I do.
Yeah. You got to keep this food out of the dog's reach.
Unless this dog knows how to open a fridge.
It does. Yeah.
That's the thing.
I even have a lock on the fridge.
Yeah. Are you serious? Yeah. That's a smart-ass dog, man. Holy I love it.
I will say this, not to make you envious of food anymore, but I just made last night or the other night, I made a chicken and dumpling soup.
Oh, yeah. I love dumplings.
Except I didn't make dumplings. I went and bought pot stickers.
That's okay. Oh, I love pot stickers.
So I let them unthaw in the bags a little bit. I bought two big bags, and I threw them in there after I let them unthaw a little bit. Threw them in there after I shredded the chicken, threw in my celery, my carrots, and everything. Soaked them in there, let them cook, let them get nice and juicier, and then I threw in the rest of my half and half. Oh, it's creamy still, but not thick. Because the cornstarch made it so much better. Every time I throw cornstarch in there, it just makes it nice, a little bit heartier. But I'm excited to crack that. My wife already took, I told her I made it for her for food. She's already taken one today. That's why I'm like, I'm not mad, but eat all you want because I'm here to, I want to cook more. So I'm like, this is my excuse to have more fun and try new fun things.
Right, right.
Especially now I can do Instapot with a lot of beer recipes. So I'm definitely doing the hell out of that.
I love pot stickers. Anything pot stickers, I'll eat.
Oh yeah, I'll eat a bag or so to myself with no shame.
I got a place in.
I'm so hungry right now. I'd eat ass.
Oh god. Yeah. I mean, it's still meat. It's still healthy.
We're just gonna let that go. Way Paul's so hungry he can eat ass. We're gonna let that just slide right by. Let's just let that slide by.
If you're looking for another note of like. Eating and learning.
Yeah.
So Wednesday, a bunch of us from McKinnon and a bunch of other distributors from around this whole state for Miller Coors or just Coors.
Right.
We all met in Fargo, and it was a Boston beer meeting. So nice. What we did is we had my boss, Kyle Richards.
Nice.
And his boss and his boss's bosses, all from like Dogfish, Truly, Sam Adams.
Love Dogfish.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. One of my favorites.
Isn't Dogfish in Delaware?
Milton, Delaware. But they're cool as hell.
Hey, I got a best friend that lives in Lewis, Delaware, not far from Milton. I will be visiting Dogfish.
But wait till we got a bunch of new samples. We sampled a bunch of new stuff, so there's a lot of new stuff coming.
Nice.
Truly Vodka Sodas.
Nice.
Tequila.
Nice.
Or sorry, not Truly Vodka Sodas. Truly Tequila Sodas coming next year, so there's a lot of flavor in them.
Nice.
And...
a lot of stuff going on behind.
I know. I'm trying to see both sides here. It's not happening.
You know what, Alan? You sit in a seat where you're just not going to see everything, Alan, that me and Paul see.
I know.
I got the best seat in the house.
Yeah, yep. Paul has actually the best seat. I have the second best seat in the house. Alan has the worst seat in the house because he has to actually turn, and it looks awkward if he turns all the way to see something because they're like, why is he turning his head?
He looks so creepy.
Yeah, no. But anyway, there's a lot of stuff going on in the Grand Cities Mall.
Yeah.
Always.
Distraction.
Oh, yeah. But no, I will say this. Dogfish has got a lot of good stuff coming out next year for 24. Really? Sam Adams is going to be celebrating 40 years.
Wow. Does Dogfish do any stouts?
Yeah. Worldwide Stout. And they do...
Which one?
Worldwide Stout.
Do we get that?
They just re-released some of it.
Okay.
I got two at home, Agent of Sam Adams Utopus Barrels, and nice. They're 18-20%.
Ooh, I got to get some of that, Alan. That sounds good.
And Sam Adams just released again this year, so they do it on odd years, like 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, like those odd years.
Right.
So this year, Sam Adams released their Utopus Barrels, or Utopus beer. Nice. It's a 28% beer.
28%?
Yep.
God damn.
It's in the shape of a tank for a brewing beer.
They're trying to get us fucked up.
Yep. Nice bottle. Beautiful. Expensive as hell.
Yeah.
For 28%. It's $200.
Is that Sam Adams?
Yep. $200 bottle.
Will we have that bottle here at all?
Yep. You can find them at some places around town.
Okay.
Happy Harry's has some, I think Hugo's Wine and Spirits might have some as well.
I would buy an expensive bottle that I'm not going to drink for a long time.
I have a 17 and a 19.
Yeah.
And a 21. I'm that lover of nerdy beers, and right. I'll spend the money on them because I love them. But
are they barrel aged beers?
No, but they're drink like port and brandy. So you can actually you can crack it open, drink a little, and seal it back up, and it's fine.
You're fine.
It's so boozy. It's not going to go bad.
No, it's not. Yeah.
But
so you don't put it in the fridge.
You drink it. You're supposed to drink this at room temperature.
Room temperature. I like it.
Well, the only time I've ever known this beer to be kegged was, I think, in 2019.
Right.
Before COVID started. Right. And Sam Adams has a Sam Adams house in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Right.
They put a 6-barrel of Sam Adams Utopus on tap for the first time anywhere besides the brewery.
Wow.
And there was a line out the door for that beer, because they were selling it for 2 ounces a pour, and the keg alone was over $1,000 just to put on tap.
Wow. How much is a keg normally?
Depends. If you get domestic, 130 to 150.
Right.
6-barrel, probably 70 to 80 bucks.
Yeah.
But this beer, with how special it is, a 5-gallon keg, a 6-barrel, ran you around $1,000 because of how special it is and how much it costs to make. And
$1,000 for a keg of beer.
Almost $1,000.
Wow. It's crazy.
But eat a 2-ounce pour or whatever. It depends. Some are 2, some are 4, depending on what you wanted.
Right.
And it was a sipping beer.
Right.
But that was probably $30 to $40 a pour.
Wow.
Because it was just that special, and they're going to make that money.
That's crazy.
But no one's ever had it on tap except for if you're in Boston. And this was the only other time they were going to have it. It was in Cincinnati.
So they had it on tap. So what does it cost for a glass of that?
They won't do it by the glass.
They do it by how? The keg?
2-ounce pour or 4-ounce pour.
Or 2 ounce. Oh, 2 ounce to 4 ounce. Yep. It's like a flight almost.
Yeah, because it's that special. And the keg's almost $1,000, so they're going to make the money.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what does a 2-ounce to 4-ounce cost? By like $10?
Probably 20 bucks almost. 20.
20 bucks for that?
Yeah. Wow,
that's crazy.
And if you want to go like to a 5-ounce one, if they did that, maybe like $30 to $40 somewhere there.
Wow. That's crazy, right?
Nothing about that beer is cheap, but beer nerds will pay out the ass for it, and I did. I've got after tax probably rides you $250 to $270.
Yeah,
depending on where you are.
If you like something enough, I realized for myself that if I like it enough, and if it costs $100, $200, I'll buy it.
Yeah,
I won't drink it all. I'll take my time drinking it, but I'll buy it. I'll have one glass every other couple of months.
Something like that is definitely a sharing beer.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, you want to sit down and have it with a friend and enjoy it with each other.
Yeah.
I think it's important.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, what we got there? What's last? We got the
Voodoo Ranger. Hopefully you got something to look, because that last one that left a really nasty taste in my mouth.
Voodoo Ranger?
I got something for you.
This is a good beer, Paul. I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't like that aftertaste at all. That habanero spice to it. No. I want that in my food, not in my drink.
You want that in your food?
That's what I enjoy trying to cook with it next.
Yeah? What we got here, Alan? What we got there?
So, last one on tap for us to drink tonight is Wake Up Latte from Junkyard. It is a vanilla coffee stout.
Yes.
This time with Canadian maple syrup in there, just for you, Shannon, because you got some Canadian love in you.
Yes, Canadian.
That sounds like it's going to be good for shitting.
Canada. Our home in native land.
Stop.
Ooh, patient love.
I'm just waiting for him to sing the full anthem. Honestly.
Although at this point, I would never move to Canada because until Trudeau is out.
Trudeau is complete douchebag.
I'm half tempted to move to freaking Mexico at this point.
I would take Mexico. At least I can get alcohol and I can never
be realistic with you. I have looked at property in Mexico. It's super cheap. It's affordable. And guess what? I could live there forever.
Yeah, but at the same time, you can get everything you need, like from food to alcohol and everything. Canada, they're going to take they're taking your alcohol away from you.
Well, everybody's like, I've heard this before of people that, I've just heard of it like online, of these people that moved to Mexico because everybody's like all afraid of like the Mexican cartel and all this kind of stuff. And they're like, that's just a bunch of BS. It's like moving to Chicago and worrying about the Crips and the Bloods or something.
You know
like
how far into Mexico you have to go to get cartel?
I know.
Mexico City.
Yeah.
So and that's pretty deep into Mexico already.
Yeah. So people like move to Mexico and they're like, there is nothing to be afraid of here. It's freaking beautiful. Yeah.
Like
it's cheap.
If you go like where El Paso and Corpus Christi are, like down at the bottom,
yeah,
you can go right down over the border and it'll take you a little bit to get past the border to like, find a town or anything, but it's all gorgeous. Mm-hmm.
I've heard of people moving to Mexico and just loving life.
Yeah, you can live in a resort too for a good price. It's not even that's not even that bad.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd take that over probably Canada or the U.S. at this point. I mean, we're probably gonna get blown up anyway.
I don't mind parts of Canada. Like, Manitoba's good and everything, and it's nice. It's like North Dakota. But at the same time, I think that's about as far as to go. Maybe BC up in British Columbia or Nova Scotia because they're almost similar to us.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of like Toronto and Quebec and everything, no.
Yeah.
I don't want to be anywhere near those kind of people that are crazy and angry all the time.
Yeah.
And it's a third world. It's going to be a third world country within a heartbeat.
Yeah. I mean, I would think like Iceland or something. But then again, I don't. You know, I would want to go someplace tropical.
Iceland is actually from Thor Bjornsson, the bodybuilder, the strongman. He lives up there, and it's a gorgeous place, but it's very spread out too. It's like it's like all the Denmark and all the Nordic countries.
Mm-hmm.
They're spread out, but they're gorgeous.
Yeah.
But I'd still like to. I'd rather go visit those. I don't think I could live there. Maybe Norway or Sweden. Maybe.
I mean, if you can get over like the, you know, the water issue and stuff in like Mexico and everything, I think that you could actually probably have a pretty nice life there.
I wouldn't think that would be a bad idea at all.
Mexico's amazing.
I don't think you could ever get tired of having Mexican food at all.
No. Well, you know, it kind of sucked because when we went down there, like me and my wife, we just took a trip to Cabo.
Nice. I love Cabo.
And, you know, it's just the two of us, you know, so we didn't want to go, you know, doing the clubbing scene late at night thinking that we might get kidnapped and taken out to the desert or whatever, you know, and we, because
that's a myth.
Yeah. Well, we were on a boat, getting like one of those taxi boats.
Right.
And the guy was like, yeah, my kid, you know, and the gun violence and all the everything like downtown, blah, blah, blah. And he's like talking all this stuff. And then I go up to the guy at the counter at, you know, the hotel. And I'm like, you know, are we safe going down there? You know, after like 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. And he just laughed. He was like, you're totally safe.
Yeah.
We still didn't.
Yeah. Nobody's going to bother you. I've hung out in Mexico late night, done tons of stuff, been everywhere.
It's not like the cartel is just running rampant through the streets there. Listen,
I'm the kind of guy that I want to go into town.
Yeah.
So being in Mazatlan, out of all the Mexican places you can go visit, Mazatlan, you're in the middle of the town.
Mm-hmm.
You're right in the middle of everything. The soldiers come by, everything. So remember, I was going there for a couple of years, so I know a lot of people there. So I was just hanging out with the locals. I knew all the locals. Mm-hmm. I knew all the guys who were into bad stuff. But if you're not involved in bad stuff, then they don't bother you.
Yeah.
And the rule is in Mexico, hey, listen, they call us, you know, they call you gringos. They call us morenos, right? Yes. They come in to visit. They're spending money in our country. We control all the money. If you violate them, your family and you could be in danger.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the cartel says over there. Don't bother people who come to visit us and spend lots of money here. Because the Americans come over there and spend money and buy all the drugs and buy all the whatever.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing, too. I mean, like me and my wife, like if we're going downtown, I don't think that we should we'd have to worry about anything, you know, because we're not buying cocaine off of them or anything like that.
No.
The only thing I was worried about is like my wife is, I think that she's very attractive.
Right.
You know, and so I didn't, you know, I mean, even this guy came up and it was like the coolest line on earth. I'm not going to lie.
What did he say? What did he say?
He said, you know, you're not supposed to take mermaids out of water.
Woo!
Yeah, she was just like, I looked at him and I'm like, you mother.
What a lie, yo. That's a lie.
Dang.
That probably had her singing all kind of mermaid songs for the week, right?
Under the sea. But, you know, I mean, we're probably worried for no reason whatsoever. No,
it's not that serious. Trust me, I'm a firm believer that in Mexico, they know that we bring in a lot of their economy. We bring in a lot of money, the people visiting. They don't want to mess it up to a situation where they go, we don't need them not to visit us. That's why America, they'll get a couple of Mexican stories, right? And they'll hold on to the Mexican stories and go, don't visit Mexico. You're in danger. Go to Florida.
Yeah, well, that's what I was just telling Alan before when you just stepped out for a second. It was like, that's like going to Chicago and being like, Chicago, I'm scared to go to Chicago because I'm probably going to get robbed by the Bloods and the Crips. Like, that's not going to happen unless you go to the wrong neighborhood.
It's not really a Bloods and Crips in Chicago. It's more like God Disciples and stuff like
that. Oh, yeah.
It's a whole different gang, but I get it.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't work that way. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. You're not going to go to Chicago and get robbed and whatever because you're not supposed to be there. There's rules to it. If you're not in the game, then why are they bothering you? They're not going to bother you. It's like visiting New York City, where I'm from. It's Bloods and Crips and all those guys in my neighborhood. They don't bother me. They know who I am. I grew up there. I don't know a lot of these young kids. You know, they wild. They all got guns.
Yeah.
But you know what? If I'm not affecting your business and your bottom line, why are you bothering me?
I'm not rolling through the hood in a Cadillac with, you know, rims on it.
And like, you could, as long as you ain't part of the situation that's going on around the neighborhood. They don't care, man. They just, if you ain't affecting their bottom line, they don't care. They don't really care.
Yeah, and you're right, though. It's not the Bloods and Crips anymore. It's the Disciples?
God Disciples.
Isn't the Kings?
Yeah, Latin Kings in Chicago too heavy. Yeah, Latin Kings. A lot of Puerto Ricans in Chicago. And I can't believe it's the
Gangster Disciples.
Gangster Disciples.
Yeah, that's what my buddy was.
And the BDs, the Blood Disciples.
Okay.
So they're both different. But, you know, still the same. All gangs, organized, whatever. It is what it is. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know what? I always say, if you ain't part of the gang, you ain't subscribing to that channel, then they don't bother you.
Yeah.
The only thing about that's exciting to watch is the show Gangland. Like that.
Great show.
That is addictive to watch.
And drugs, right? Drugs, ink.
Yeah, but the amount of stuff that goes into detail, like you have past members and still members, even from prison, talking about them. Like, amount of stuff that they do is just mind-blowing, and they're not ashamed to say any of it.
No.
Because they'll invoke fear, but they'll also be like, this is reality.
Yeah, that's their reality. That's their reality. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I grew up in all that stuff.
But
I grew up in a situation where people were, you know, shooting each other, killing each other, having beefs with each other all day.
My point, though, of this whole thing that when it started, and we got to wrap this up, dude, because we're already over an hour and a half. But, you know, like right now, you got this Israel-Palestinian war, you got Ukraine, Russia, and now we're worried about attacks on U.S. and, you know, and then you got North Korea supposedly, supplying Iran. You know who nobody's talking about?
Ooh.
Mexico!
No, they're chill.
Nobody's talking about Mexico. Like, nobody asks for them.
No.
It's like,
they mind their business. That's why.
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, why not just move to Mexico and say to heck with all this BS, you know? Yeah,
they mind their business. They doing their own thing. Hey, listen.
I'll take the calm and quiet in Mexico over a lot of this crap.
Don't go on the wrong plantation. You're fine.
Shout out to Junkyard making this wake up latte.
Yeah, this is this
vanilla coffee stout. You like this?
For us,
I didn't even try yet.
So for us ending our show on the note of like sweet treats and sweets,
yes,
this is a good sweet note with that roasty coffee-ness popster with the maple syrup. Yeah. This is your wake up breakfast beer. This is a Saturday morning like tailgater's beer.
I could see drinking this in the morning.
Yeah, you could have one of these at least.
I would mix it with my coffee.
I would say that.
But after that,
you're gonna go to your Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
This is perfect.
Good. Yeah, I mean,
I'm about ready to go.
Like coffee. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Junkyard, yo. Junkyard always makes some you know, yeah. Some
this,
stuff
this really would also be a yummy. Really good one for an after dinner drink.
Oh, hell yeah, with a good tiramisu.
Yeah,
that's already got coffee cake in it.
Yeah, or like a creme brulee.
Oh, that's still sitting there on fire in front of you.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll take that in a heartbeat.
That's coming in at 10.3.
Yeah,
10.3 alcohol level.
Oh, no kidding.
That's 10.3. The one I'm waiting for next from them is their exactly. goddamn s'mores beer. Please bring that beer back.
The s'mores beer.
They have delicious. A campfire s'mores. It's unreal.
Yeah. Yeah, campfire s'mores beer is amazing.
This guy keeps poking around.
You know this guy? You know this guy out here?
I don't know. He's really tall, though.
Yeah, he's tall like me. Yeah. You know what? I used to dunk on guys like, hey, but I'll dunk on you, buddy. Yeah. Is that his wife?
I'm just picturing your giant hand forearm just coming down. Whack.
Is that his wife with him or something like that?
Yeah, probably. Maybe.
Yeah. She was hot. Anyway. Hey, listen, we're allowed to say people's wives. Hey, listen, if you date someone or marry to somebody and somebody doesn't look at it and go, okay, I can see why he married her. Then you shouldn't be married to her then. Okay? Let me tell you that right now. You want somebody that somebody else wants, maybe.
I'm old. I'm not dead.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. I guess we're going to be wrapping this up. You know, I mean, this is some great beer today, actually, Alan.
Yeah, for treats and sweets.
Treats and sweets,
this
baby.
I really enjoyed this show.
The only one that was the least popular was the Atomic Pumpkin. But that was just Paul because...
That's Paul, yo.
Not your thing. It's not your
Paul.
Thing.
Yeah, that's Paul, yo. You know, Paul's that
you could maybe do. You could maybe do half a can.
Paul's hard to please. Okay.
Hey, I just told how it is.
Yeah.
I didn't like that habanero kick to it.
Half a can would be just for you. Perfect.
Yeah. We get to give.
Hey, I said I would use it for cooking.
Yep.
Or a flight.
Yeah.
For me, I'll do a full can or two. Well, I've done multiples in the past.
Yeah.
Last year,
two cans.
Last year, I was trying to kill a keg for this. I was trying to kill a keg. That was a little too extreme for me. Yeah. But it's still good.
Well. I liked it. Yeah. I thought it was decent.
I'm glad we didn't end on this morning. Wake up latte.
Yeah, right. You know,
that was the only beer I didn't really care for, though.
The latte?
No, the habanero one.
Oh, the habanero.
Of all the ones that we tried today, that was like the only one that I didn't care for.
The ciders were way... I think the ciders were the shining stars.
The ciders were good.
Yeah.
Like, super
holy
good.
Cow.
You know, on the 28th, they're having the trick-or-treaters come through the mall here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We could put a couple samples out.
I wouldn't mind that.
For the parents. Yeah, for the parents. You know what? Listen, actually, for Halloween, I would normally, like, you know, get, like, little bottles of whatever.
Shooters
for parents. And when parents come to the door, I'd be like, hey, how you doing? I got adult candy for the adults, too. They'd be like, really? I'd be like, yeah, here you go.
That trend has been climbing in popularity over the last few years.
That's actually not a bad idea. We should do that. Because as long as they don't take it outside, we're good. We're golden. We're good,
right?
There's parents that
we could give them little samples. They could take that sample.
Little Brew Brothers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Little Brew Brothers shot glasses.
We could.
There's parents that make hot apple cider with Fireball or like Jim Beam Fire and give it to them as a treat to walk around as.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's actually a good idea.
Parents taking their kids out in the cold, and when they get by my place, and I'm like, yo, here's a little treat for you too, parent, for taking your kid out, you know? Like,
but also, it's a nice thing to get the kids out and about to walk around the neighborhood.
Exactly.
Meet and greet the neighbors and get some candy. Have fun with it.
Yeah.
Don't be scared of the dark.
It's like a lost art, like trick-or-treating now, because people made it kind of screwed up for everybody else because they're giving away like stuff that harm people and stuff like that.
Well, everybody's worried about just kind of like going downtown Mexico. Like they think that they're all going to get kidnapped.
It's not harmed. Nothing's going to go after you.
We live in Grand Forks. We live in a nice town. Look at all these people walking around the mall, hanging out. Hey, that guy has a cool Jurassic Park shirt on too. I like that. If it was my size, that'd be mine. Anyway. Oh, man, my bag. I had a flashback for a second. Yeah, that was back in Brooklyn. My bag. Sorry about that. Oh, look, we got a couple of sisters walking by today, too. Look at that. That never happened.
How do you know they're sisters?
That's code word for black lady. Oh, okay.
It's just sisters.
It's sisters.
You got
It's like S-S-I-S-T-A.
Okay.
Sister. You know what I'm saying?
Why am I thinking of sister act?
Sister, like Sister Sledge. You know Sister Sledge is, right? You know Sister Sledge is? Hey, sister so.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's on there, yeah. Sister
Sledge. What? Okay, really, really quick, funny story. When I was in Colorado visiting my brother, and he worked for Fox News in Denver. Oh, nice. He was the director there.
Nice.
And so we met the anchor, me and my cousin.
Right.
And we're like 15 minutes apart in age or whatever.
Right.
And so he introduces us. And so he's the two anchors, the guy and the girl. And so the girl says, so you two must be close.
And the guy anchor says, yeah, they're like 5 feet apart.
Oh my God. You had to ask a question. You get the answer for the wrong question.
What a guy. God. 5 feet apart.
Although that's the right answer to give no matter what.
Yeah. Hilarious, yo. Hilarious.
All right, let's wrap this up.
All right, let's wrap this up. So, yo, this is episode 12. We call this All Hollow Treats
and Sweets.
And Sweets, yes. And I guess it was a good show.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had lots of ciders, lots of everything, and then we ended up with some latte.
Yeah,
but I love it. Anyway, episode 12, guys. Check us out on all streaming platforms.
Thanks, guys.
I'm Super Nice Guy. That's the Bear Kraken.
Have a good night, guys. Thank you. All
right. Later.